The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will recall that Billy and Jane were in a stolen scout ship with Marston's pursuing cruiser about to blast them out of space. Through the use of an ancient machine they found in the tunnels beneath Marston's palace, Pat, Slats, and Dantro have managed to project a three-dimensional image of Dantro into Billy's and Jane's fleeing scout ship. Planet Man is just telling them what to do.
You see, Billy, what you're looking at is not really me, but a three-dimensional picture of me, projected through space. I'm actually back with Pat and Slats in the tunnel under Marston's palace. Here, touch me. Yeah, see, nothing. I'm not solid, so I can't possibly work the controls and fight off that Martian cruiser. You'll have to help.
Okay, I'm ready.
How about you, Jane?
I've never fired a ray gun before, but I'll try.
That's the girl. Now, Billy, we'll let them get close enough for one battery of ray guns to be effective. Billy, you're going to have to listen more carefully than you ever have in your life. And you, Jane, when I tell you, squeeze those two grips and hold them that way. The guns aim and fire automatically, but they have to be activated by hand.
They're getting pretty close.
Good, I'd hope they'd do that. They're probably trying to make sure they get us with the first salvo. Let them come in a little more and then hit that button on the left. Count three aloud and then release it. That should bring us around so that the ray turret can bear right on them. Jane, when you hear Billy say three, squeeze, and don't let go until I tell you to.
I'll be too scared to let go.
Ready now? I'll count. And when I get to four, it will be time. One, two, three, four. Now!
One, two, three. Okay, Jane, squeeze!
I'm squeezing. What's happening?
Oh, look at the screen! We got them! We got them right in the middle! This ship's breaking right in half! It's exploding!
That was one chance in a million. We hit their atomic pile. Well, there's no sense hanging around. There won't be any survivors. You can stop squeezing now, Jane. It's all over. Listen, Billy. I'm going to tell you how to set a course that will take you to Planaria Rex. They'll watch for you and help you land from that end. Just leave your radio on so they can give you instructions.
Don't worry about us. Just tell me what to do and I'll take care of everything.
Well, now the kids are safe, but there's only a little less than an hour before the Admiral will order the fleet to strike at Marston.
That's right. You really think this machine will be able to stop that, Dantro?
Well, it will if we can figure it out. I'm beginning to understand how it works, and if I'm right, it will solve the problem perfectly.
What do you mean?
You remember that machine you saw on Planaria Rex? The one that could transmit solid objects through space by breaking them down into energy at one end and assembling them again at the other?
Sure. I was hoping to get the franchise for that, and on Earth, I'd put the post office out of business.
Well, I believe this machine is capable of doing that from a distance. If I have it figured right, it should be able to take Marston's entire space armada and transfer it to any planet. One so far away that would make them centuries to get back, even if they had enough fuel.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's do it.
Not so fast. That's what I think the machine can do. If only I could get someone who had a really good scientific mind to help me.
Someone like my father.
Yeah, he'd be perfect. He sometimes seems to know how a machine works just by looking at it. So, you know, I've got an idea. It sounds kind of crazy, maybe, but...
Don't be ashamed to say it. Sometimes crazy ideas are just what you need. The kind that normally wouldn't occur to anyone.
Yes, Slats, what is it?
Well, see, I was just thinking. With this machine, you were able to send an image of yourself all over space, and you could act just as if you were actually there, only you couldn't really do anything but look and talk. Now, maybe you could somehow get an image of Professor Dara down here in the tunnel, and then he could tell you what he thought, and it'd be just like the two of you were actually working it out together.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea, isn't it, Dantro?
Oh, it sounds fine. Let's try it. Slats,
yeah?
Set the screen on Judge Augustus' office. That's where they said they'd wait.
Okay. There. Yeah, look, they're waiting all right, and they look plenty worried.
Here, let me talk to them. Judge Augustus, Professor Darrow, we need your help, Professor. I don't know if it will work, but we're going to try to bring a three-dimensional image of yourself down here into the tunnel.
What do you want me to do?
Just get up and stand in the center of the room. If we succeed, you'll know as soon as we do. Stand still so I can get a good lineup.
Is it working?
I'm not sure, Pat. Let's watch.
Well, oh, my hello, gosh. Professor. What do you know? Professor Darrow, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, Father, am I glad to see you.
So this is where you've been hiding out. It doesn't look very comfortable. Well, now, what's the problem? I'm sure you didn't go to all that trouble just to talk about the weather. Let's get to work.
Dantro is trying the impossible with this extraordinary device. He has succeeded in projecting Professor Darrow's image into the tunnel so that the professor could help and then figure out how the machine can be used to break up the Martian armada. Is such a feat possible? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro, he, Slats, and Pat were talking to the image of Professor Darrow and trying to get his help in figuring out the energy breakup facilities of the fantastic ancient machine. Outside of Marston's palace, the Martian fleet is ready to take off for the attack on Earth. Marston is directing the operations.
All right, quiet, you fools. You have less than 10 minutes. I have decided not to wait for Professor Darrow. He's had plenty of time to decide. Those two brats will have to take the consequences.
Marston! Marston!
Don't bother me now. I have no time for trivialities. If I don't supervise everything personally, nothing ever goes right. I mean to see that this field is cleared in 10 minutes. My ship will take off last. Where is that cruiser that I sent after that traitorous scout crew? Why aren't they back yet? I'll
keep... Marston, Marston, I must tell you.
Well, what do you want? It had better be important.
The Planet Man is down in the tunnel with the Earth Girl in that slack.
What? Planet Man? Are you certain?
Yes, Marston. They overpowered me.
Are they still there?
Yes, Marston. They are working with some machine of the ancients which they discovered.
Could you lead me to them?
Of course, Marston.
Tara! You take over here on the field. See that the armada gets off on its way to Earth. Then wait here for me with my ship. Guard, lead the way. This time, Fema and I will take care of Planet Man and his meddling friends. This time, I will personally burn them down. Then there will be no slips, no mistakes. Now hurry, you fool, and be quiet. We must surprise them.
It's hard for me to think without being able to actually touch the different parts of the machine. I think I understand it, though.
So different from anything we have. What's your idea?
That bank of controls must be directional. That switch must activate the energy beam that does the carrying. There's the aiming dial, and this is the master control that links them into one function.
You're right. I'm sure you're right. That's the only way it can be. Shall we try it?
Go ahead. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
You'll have to help me, Pat. Professor Darrow, you check us just in case. First, I'll get the Martian armada on the screen. There. Now, where shall we send them?
How about Pluto?
Well, that's perfect. They'd never get enough fuel to get back from there. Now, Pat, throw the switch. Looks as though we're all set, Professor.
That's it. Now the master control.
Done. And it worked. Look, the field is empty. Not even a scout ship left.
Oh, Father, you were right. The whole armada gone without a trace. It's as though they never existed, and Earth is safe.
Yeah, Earth and us. I was afraid for a while that Marston was going to have his fun after all.
And so he will, my traitorous friend, and so he will.
What do you want?
I thought he was
aboard
one of the
ships. No, I was not aboard any ship, not yet. My fleet is gone, but I am still here, and I shall at least have the satisfaction of burning you down one by one. Professor Darrow, we have never met before. I am sorry it must be so short an acquaintance, but why are you so silent? Surely the great scientist from Earth can think of a few last words.
Dantro, he thinks my father's really here. He doesn't know it's just a projected image.
You're right. Only Professor Darrow realizes that he may be able to save us. I'm afraid to try to tell him. It might give the whole thing away.
What are you two whispering about? Come, come.
Why don't you stop torturing us? If you're going to burn us down, get it over with.
I am enjoying this little chat, aren't you? Oh, by the way, Professor Darrow, may I compliment you on your reasoning? I couldn't have done much better. That machine is certainly a wonder. I think I'll send Planaria Rex into the sun with it first.
I didn't realize he'd know about the machine. We must do something.
Oh, yes. I stood here quietly while you worked it all out for me. It's just what I wanted. With it, I will need no one's help. No clumsy, meddling fools to spoil my plans. I can rule the solar system alone, just FEMA and I. But I am bored with this conversation. I think it's time we said goodbye to our friends, eh, FEMA? One last goodbye.
What a turn of fate. After succeeding in the phenomenal try of putting the entire Marston Armada out of commission, Dantro, Pat, Slats, and the image of Professor Darrow are held at bay by Marston's ray gun. One by one, they are to be destroyed. We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message that Dantro the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.